Well, here we are, and what a wonderful day this is, meeting lots of interesting people who I think have the greatest job in the world, and it's great for the great state of Michigan. As we're live from the 2024 Pure Michigan Governor's Conference on Tourism from Kalamazoo, and we're thrilled to be here with somebody else who loves Kalamazoo, and that would be the president and CEO of Discover Kalamazoo, Jane Ghosh. Jane, nice to see you. Nice to be here in your town.
Thank you very much for having me on. I'm delighted to talk about my favorite topic, which is Kalamazoo.
And we talked earlier, before I talked on the air and off air, we talked about my late brother Mark going to Western Michigan, the Broncos, Barry Owens, K College. I didn't know this, but the Kalamazoo College has been called like the Harvard of the Midwest or something. I never heard that.
It is. We are so fortunate to have three institutions of higher learning here in Kalamazoo. The two you mentioned plus Kalamazoo Valley Community College. But actually, another thing that brings people to Kalamazoo comes from someone who went to K College. So can I tell you a little story about that?
I love stories.
Okay. So a while back, a gentleman called Larry Bell was living in the Chicago area. And he came through Kalamazoo to visit with a friend. His friend was going to visit Kalamazoo College. And Larry Bell loved it enough that he decided that was where he wanted to go to college. While he was studying at Kalamazoo College, he worked at Sarkozy's Bakery, which is still down here in downtown Kalamazoo. Hmm. They have phenomenal pizza, apple bars, all kinds of wonderful cookies. Encourage you to stop if you're looking for a sweet treat.
Sounds excellent.
But while he was working at Sarkozy's, he had access to yeast. And he used that yeast to start brewing beer. And this is in the early 1980s. And he decided that beer was where he wanted to make his future. And he lobbied to have the legislation passed in Michigan to enable the craft beer industry that we have today. So he is known as the godfather of craft beer. And Bell's Brewery, right here in Kalamazoo, was the first craft brewery east of Colorado.
Well, it's a big deal, and you should know something else. Another coincidence, while we were talking at the beginning of the show, Danielle Mason, who I'm not sure, is she old enough to drink? Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
so, Danielle Mason said to me when she found out I was where I am, she said, did you go to Bell's Brewery?
And what was your answer, Paul?
I was lucky just to get here last night. I'm sorry. I don't travel with a lot of time on either side of my schedule to say, well, I got a couple of extra hours. I think I'll go over here. No,
well,
I wanted to make it here.
Well, we need to give you a break this afternoon so that you can make it over to Bell's because, first off, it has the best beer garden in Michigan. And I'm a little biased, but I truly believe it's the best beer
nice
garden
is
in
that?
Michigan.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful day, beautiful sunny day here in Kalamazoo. And
the godfather of craft beer, which is huge in Michigan. You know, we used to go around when we were trying to do the wine thing and did the wine thing very successfully. And then we'd see some fields and I go, oh, are those grapes? Are those wine? No, they were hops.
Hops.
And they were all of a sudden fields of hops popped up everywhere. And we have, thanks to Mr. Bell, apparently, done a tremendous job countrywide, worldwide, with our brew.
That is absolutely the case. Bell's beer is distributed in all 50 states. It's no longer Larry Bell, you know, has moved on, but he's still incredibly committed to this community. And I'll tell you another story about his commitment to the community in a minute. But so Bell's right here, where he founded it, still exists, the Bell's Eccentric Cafe. And if you go to Bell's, if your listeners decide to stop here in Kalamazoo, maybe as they're driving through on I-94 or 131 and they come downtown to go to Bell's, anything on the list that's in chalk is an experimental beer that they've brewed here in, you know, right on site. And some of them are available in limited quantities in the general store that's also
How about
right there.
That?
Yeah. So definitely worth a stop.
You never know what's going to be there and available to try out.
That's exactly right.
That's beautiful.
Or you could have your favorite Two Hearted Ale or Oberon right from the source.
All right. Now, before we lose everybody who isn't a beer drinker and think that all you have in Kalamazoo is some great beer, craft beer, et cetera, you've got a lot going on here in Kalamazoo.
We have a lot going on. And we have wonderful attractions, wonderful events. Coming up starting on April 24th this month is the Gilmore Piano Festival. It's an international piano festival. NPR called it the greatest gathering of piano talent in the Western Hemisphere.
Wow.
So it happens here every 2 years. international artists, again, from around the globe come. There are more than 100 events that happen over a three-week period, and most of those events are right here in Kalamazoo.
And none of us, well, I shouldn't say none of us, but most of us wouldn't have even known that unless you were sitting here right now to tell us all about it, Jane. They wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. And so we've talked about beer. We've talked about music. We've talked about education. You know, a lot of people like dogs. Do you like dogs?
I love dogs.
Okay. So we are also the home of the United Kennel Club. And this is a great place to have a dog show. So both United Kennel Club and the American Kennel Club have dog shows here every year. And in June, the United Kennel Club has their premier national dog show. And their belief is that dog shows should be about the total dog, not just a beauty pageant. So if you come to Kalamazoo in the middle of June for the Premier Nationals United Kennel Club Dog Show, you'll see dogs do dock jumping, scent chasing, lure chasing, scent finding, obedience, agility, and it is a hoot to see these dogs do all those events.
So there's much more to these dogs than just a pretty face.
That's exactly
right.
Which
is what you might only see at Westminster.
Yep. But this is the Westminster of the total dog right here in Kalamazoo.
The total dog. And they'll have the top dog. As far as we know. So we've got education, we've got beer, we've got top dogs. Kalamazoo has a lot going on.
How about, want to talk about cars?
Love to.
Kalamazoo County, we are also in Hickory Corners, home to the Gilmore Car Museum.
Ah, the Gilmore.
Which is the largest car museum in North America. And it was recently voted by readers of Auto Trader magazine the number one car museum in the world. And it is, you know, you hear me talk about, oh, there's a Gilmore Car Museum, there's a car museum here. Until you actually go, you have no idea what an amazing world-class attraction that is. And so what the Gilmore Car Museum is to cars, the Air Zoo is to airplanes. We also have the Air Zoo Aerospace and Science Museum right here in
Kalamazoo
County.
This is overwhelming. It's overwhelming, and we need to help you tell that story more often.
Well, thank you very much. I'd be delighted to tell the story as much as I can.
Well, we need to have you on from time to time and talk about what's going on here in Kalamazoo, and I think we'll be able to work that out, Jane.
Excellent.
I think that would be worthwhile.
I would love to come back.
Now, I got to ask this question. How's a gal like you from Harvard? So you didn't like me to bring it up. You're the only Harvard person I've ever known that didn't want me to bring up that you were from Harvard. But how's it? And you never brought it up to me. I have ways of finding these things out. So what's a gal like you with a bachelor's degree in economics from Harvard University and also on the North American Advisory Board for Ehrenberg Bass Institute for Marketing Science? What the hell? How'd you find your way here?
I'm a marketing professional, marketing my favorite brand, which is Kalamazoo, my hometown. It's the best job in the world.
That's it. That's a simple answer. Sometimes it's a simple answer that counts. What else do we need to know? How do we get in touch? Where do we go online? Is there a web page or website we should log into to follow Kalamazoo Zoo Zoo?
I recommend you go to discoverkalamazoo.com, and you can get links to all of our wonderful museums and attractions and our events page specifically. There's dozens of things going on every week right here in Kalamazoo. Music, performing arts, you name it. There's something going on here. You can find something fun to do.
This is so great to be able to talk to you and to be able to tell our listeners. Go to discoverkalamazoo.com. Simple enough. Discoverkalamazoo.com. And I think you're going to have your socks knocked off. I think there's so much going on here that a lot of people, it's kind of a sleeper.
We look forward to welcoming them and realize it's not a sleepy place after all.
No, it is not. Jane Ghosh, President and CEO of Discover Kalamazoo.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Jane, very much. As we continue, Focus with Paul W. Smith, live on WJR.